previously on Breakfast with Martin Bester.
Tell you, one person who's recovering from the holiday season must be the mayor of Cape Town, coming to Gauteng just for a bit of a rustigheid.
I've come here to recover.
To recover from our holiday season in Cape Town. Welcome on the show here in Gauteng.
Oh, it is so lucky to be in studio. I've been on your show many times, but never in your studio. What an awesome studio! And hello, good morning, team.
Yes, morning.
And good morning to all the Jacaranda listeners. And I must just start by saying that I've brought you a little gift. And it's so cool to see that you are wearing a black hat.
Yes.
Because I've brought you a black hat.
Yes!
But it's got a slightly different logo on the front than the one that you have.
Last time.
I know how much you love Cape Town.
Oh, so. That's so cool.
Thank you very much.
That's so cool.
This is so cool. This is really, really cool. And listen, you're trying to, of course, distract us from that result last night.
Listen, they've had an absolute shock over season. And it's so weird because on paper, they're just an incredible team, but it's just not coming together. Hopefully.
I've got no Bulls Stormers jokes.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, no. I've got a couple.
I'm sure you do.
How does it feel at the bottom of the log?
Yeah. Well, listen, we decided we're brushing over that. Not the result you were going for. A bit of Pretoria pride there. And we've got a beautiful stadium here. SuperSport Park is so famous.
I saw some of the pictures. It looked amazing last night. Yeah. And I hope you guys will come down for the finals, because the finals are going to be in Cape Town, no matter, even if MI Cape Town is not in them, which seems likely.
Well, one amazing thing about SA20 is, yes, it's been a terrible season for MI Cape Town, but seeing cricket, the stadium full, over the course of December, you had the awesome sevens. There's a lot of sport that happens in Cape Town over the holiday break, which was phenomenal.
I went to Newlands a couple of times. It is just, hasn't SA20 just been so lacquer.
Yeah.
So relaxing, so entertaining.
Great crowds.
Just a brilliant holiday vibe. So I really think it's becoming an institution.
But listen, on a serious note now, and I was joking about it just now about Cape Town being busy. Cape Town has become one of the... I actually Googled yesterday, because this year I want to travel a bit.
Yeah.
And I want to go on a bit of... And you travel destinations, suggestions for destinations in the world right now. And Cape Town comes in top three.
Top of
almost
three.
Every time.
Yes. Oh, that's so cool.
Maldives, I think, was... there was one, Hawaii, I think, if I'm not mistaken. And Cape Town came in third. Mm. And I was there for a couple of days just after New Year.
Oh, cool.
And the place is a vibe. It really is a vibe. There is so much happening.
Yeah.
You're all over the place. I see videos. You were there for the second New Year.
Yes, yes, I was.
Thing, and one of the comments under your post was, I think you were banging away there on a tambourine or something.
on a gumba.
Also, mate, is it what else?
Yeah.
I mean, do you get in trouble with your family? You are busy.
I am, but I love it. It's the part of the job that I love the most. Actually, I'm naturally a people's person. I get energy from spending time with people, particularly great people. And my wife is a bit different. She's much more introverted, so she kind of likes to re-energize her batteries at home, watching series and so on. And that's absolutely cool. We work incredibly well together, but I just think it's one of the coolest jobs. So I love being out and about in every part of the city, from corner to corner. And I can tell you, one of the coolest things that I did this year, I made a rule for myself, a mate of mine and I, we said we are going to get the girls, our daughters, both of them are 10, we're going to get them out of the house. They're not going to spend this holiday on their iPads. We're going to go to the beach every single day.
Wow.
That was the commitment we made. And let me tell you, barring Christmas Day itself, we honored that commitment.
Oh, wow.
We went to the beach every single day in Cape Town, and we swam in the ocean. It was incredible.
Lying, you didn't swim in the ocean.
No. I swam in the ocean every day, dude. It was incredible.
You're in a wetsuit.
No. I've got my own wetsuit. Yeah.
What is your favorite beach in Cape Town?
So I live in the north of the city, so we go down to a beach called Sunset Beach, which is like close to Milnerton on the northwest coast. Beautiful beach.
But you had a very successful season.
Yes.
Do you get your team together and just congratulate them? Because from where I was standing, everything looked like it was running smoothly. Because you have a lot of big events.
It ran. It did
thousands
go.
Of people all the time. You've got the waterfront. Sea Point has survived these days. Your stadium there. It was 50,000 people, by the way, for the Stormers Bulls game there.
Yeah, who
does not want to see the Bulls play rugby?
Yeah.
And of course, second year and stuff. So are you satisfied with the season?
We are. It's been very, very successful so far. But I must point out that our peak season only ends in March.
Yeah.
So we are still in crazy town season because... From November to March, it is just absolute mayhem with events. There was one weekend in December, I can't remember which one it was, where we had something like 56 events on one weekend around the city. And it goes like that now through to the end of February, beginning of March. So we will only really sit down as a team together in the beginning of March and take a breather and say, right, that was a successful season. Let's look at the numbers. We're hoping this year to cross our record and break that 11 million threshold of visitors. So we'll do that probably early March.
So there obviously are challenges. You're not blind to it. We'll touch on those coming up. The mayor of Cape Town, the executive mayor of Cape Town, Jordan Hill Lewis, on the show this morning. We're not talking rugby. We've done that before. We're talking cricket.
How convenient.
That kind of thing. I was thinking you're such a great supporter of your Stormers team.
They're now 9 for 9.
Have you thought of renaming it the GHL Stormers? I should have printed you that jersey, right?
I have. And this week, you know, obviously Salman, our one lock, failed his HIA. He got a concussion. And then our other lock got a knee injury. So I did, maybe I just did drop a message saying, look, you know, I've still got my boots.
You're good to go.
I'm looking at my phone. Nothing's come through yet, but any minute now.
Dobbo is not picking up the call.
GHL Stormers. Yeah. Handshakes now, Golden on Jacker and FM. Our special guest on the show this morning is the executive mayor of Cape Town, Jordan Hill Lewis. You said you had 10-year-olds, the daughters.
Yeah.
So Golden, is that a thing in your house?
massive thing. Massive thing. I've heard that one of the things they wanted to get was a karaoke player for Christmas.
Oh, cute.
After 2 days after Christmas, I was like, that is going in the garage.
Is it a thing?
I've got a 10-year-old and a 13-year-old, and I didn't get the karaoke, but I got the fake microphone.
Those are very cool.
Yeah, which is cool because you can't make them louder.
Yeah.
So they're great. Oh, don't go with the karaoke machine.
And repetitive.
Oh.
A very, very busy season for you, and you're saying the season goes on until March in Cape Town. I was saying to you off air now, I was in Cape Town for the first time in a very long time as a tourist. I mean, growing up in the Eastern Cape, I had close family in Cape Town, so I know Cape Town relatively well, and I've got great memories of Cape Town. It's changed over the years, obviously. And I was there as a tourist for the first time in a very long time, normally up there for business or shows, that kind of thing. So I took in all the touristy stuff.
Nice.
And I get it. I get it now why it is so popular. Has it become too popular, though? I see some of the locals are moaning. They're saying, go back.
Look, during the festive season, over December, it is incredibly, incredibly full. By the way, most of the visitors are not overseas visitors. They're Gautengers. We practice a lot of patience. Hospitality.
That's why he's here now.
Do we moan a bit?
And fill up the roads and drive like Gautengers drive.
Wow. But, yeah, so you mean properly. You drive properly.
Which we're not used to. you learn to get used to it. So for you were just saying on the break that you went down to Camps Bay. As a Capetonian, I try to avoid Camps Bay during the festive season. I go to closer beaches, slightly less popular beaches. So you kind of work around that visitor economy. But it is so important for our city. It now employs 220,000 people in Cape Town, the visitor economy. So it's a big deal, and actually, we want it to grow further. We want We want Cape Town to attract even more visitors so that we can get more people into employment. That's our biggest purpose is to grow that economy, to get people out of poverty. So I celebrate it, and I have a strong suspicion we're going to cross over that 11 million mark, and that is something that we should absolutely celebrate as a country, actually, because many of those people, they're going to the Garden Route, maybe they're going to Gqeberha, maybe they're coming to Joburg, maybe they're going to Durban. There's this awesome new place in that they've built in Durban. So, you know, they're contributing to our country.
Did you hear me say us Gautengers?
Yeah, yes.
Did you hear that? I don't know if I've said that before. I've been up here since, was it 2002? The 23 years. That counts.
Yeah, of course when that you counts. Become,
so a question came in from Abigail about that, by the way. I think this is the question.
My question for the mayor of Cape Town.
Hang on.
Ek het my verloofde 10 maande terug Kaap toe getrek.
10 maande.
En ek wil nou net graag weet, wanneer kan ons sê ons is amptelik Kaapenaars? Ons voel nog steeds soos Pretoriaaners. So ek wil net by Jordan Jouloos weet, wanneer kan ons nou amptelik sê ons is Kaapenaars?
Not 10 months.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Dis 'n baie goeie
vraag. No, was it Abigail?
Yes. Yeah.
Abigail, I'm going to say jy is absoluut welkom, jy is 'n amptelike Kaapenaar.
Ach, nonsense.
Jy is. Jy is een van ons.
They still
transplants.
No.
There should be like a questionnaire or something.
Like a test you have to do when you want to become citizen of a country.
Have you had a Gatsby?
Thank you.
Have you? Abigail, kom braai saam met my in die familie. We'll have a great time.
Hulle gebruik hout.
Gerda,
it's a big year in politics.
Yes, Mayor.
We had Helen Ziller, your colleague from the DA, legend herself, Helen Ziller, on the show
legend,
as well.
I listened to the show, it was great.
Putting up a hand for the Joburg post. Hi? What is your feeling about that?
Confident and excited. Helen is a force of nature, and that is what Joburg needs to start its turnaround. To be clear, it is a long turnaround, but someone has to start it. You've got to change the direction. You've got to bend that direction upwards again, and that takes enormous force of will and concentration and hard work. And she is exactly the right kind of person. She's the kind of person who will instruct the water to go up into your taps and the water will listen.
Has she instructed you before?
Yes, many times. I worked for Helen very closely for 5 years as her chief of staff.
Okay.
That's one of my earlier jobs in politics. So I can tell you some war stories of Helen. She can make her views known extremely clearly and strongly. We used to have, I'll tell you one thing out there, just one thing. I won't tell you too many inside baseball secrets, but we used to have a phone call that we called the hairdryer, because you could hold the phone here and still dry your hair with it, because Helen was screaming so loud. That was the hairdryer focal. Next time you must ask her about the hairdryer.
So, Mayor, we're going to vote at the end of the year for the local elections.
Yes.
First of all, it has to be somewhere from November. Do you know? Can you give us an idea on when we're going to vote? Or when we will hear when we will vote?
No, I have no idea. It has to be between the 1st of November and the end of January, the 30th of January. That is when it has to be. But we don't know when in that 3 month period it will be, and that will be decided by the president much later this year. Only I suspect only in the second half of the year.
So not the opening of parliament or something like that.
No. The announcement is never that early, and I am just praying that it is an early one. I would like it to be, you know, early November or early December at the latest,
so that we can all still go on holiday in Cape Town because we have to vote where we live.
Correct, and get it over and done with, and then we can have Christmas
for Cape Town. We've seen Cape Town in the firing line recently over gang-related violence and hijackings on the N2 between the airport and Cape Town, where we are travelling to get to after we've landed. People have been criticising Cape Town, saying it's not just a beautiful city, it's a city with neglected and poor communities. What is on the top of your agenda for Cape Town as they head into their polls?
Yeah, well, look, Cape Town is part of South Africa, to be clear. Some people think that it is separate, but it is subject to all the same pressures that South Africa has. We have high levels of poverty, high levels of unemployment. That's why I said earlier, our biggest priority, our number one mission in Cape Town is to get more people out of poverty and into work, because the only way that we are going to build a sustainable society in South Africa where we can address things like crime and can bring down all of the social problems that we have in our country is if we get more people into work. So that has to be our overall mission. What we are also doing is we have this kind of spirit in Cape Town, this ethos, let me say, of if something is not working, we're not going to just complain about why it isn't working and say this department or that government agency should fix it. We will do that, but we will also try to do something ourselves. So in South Africa, municipalities are not actually the primarily responsible for crime fighting. We all know that that is the SAPS. But we are going in and stepping into that breach, into that gap. We're trying to fill the gap between the policing that South Africa has and the policing that we think it deserves. And that is showing real results. So, for example, we had a whole spate of incidents on the N2 that you spoke about, stone-throwing incidents and so on. We asked and pleaded with the agencies responsible and got very poor responses. And then we said, we're stepping in, we're going for it. So we did 45 full-time officers day and night on the N2. We're talking about, in fact, we're going ahead with building a kind of security barrier on the N2, a wall on the N2 in the coming months. And we've seen those incidents drop already dramatically since we started that, almost to zero, not quite zero, but almost to zero. So again, that is just part of our ethos. We did it in energy. We're doing it in public transport, in rail. Martin referred to the traffic. We're not going to just say, well, you know, sorry, there's nothing we can really do about it. We don't build highways. We have to get stuck in and do what we can to fix it. That's our whole ethos.
I was going to ask about that. We can chat about it some more in a moment. There's national government and then there's local government. So you can step in as a mayor and say SAP can't handle everything. They're not getting to everything, the gang violence, the N2, whatever the case may be. What is the difference?
Well,
Form your own police unit?
Yeah, we're allowed to have a metro police unit, but if you look at the actual constitution, we're supposed to do municipal bylaw enforcement, traffic enforcement.
It's like a JMPD, EMPD.
Yeah, they're supposed to do noise pollution control, environmental pollution control, bylaw enforcement, jaywalking, littering, the illegal dumping, all the municipal bylaw stuff.
Okay.
But across the country, even here, they are increasingly having to do more old-fashioned policing work, stepping into that gap because of the real pressure, let's say, politely, that SAPS is under. And in Cape Town, we are going even further than that, saying, can we get involved in investigations? Because if you ask anyone in the know, what is the real source of failure in fighting crime in South Africa? It's getting convictions because of poor investigative capacity. In Cape Town alone, there are 800 vacancies for detectives in the South African Police Service. So we are now starting very small, by the way. We're starting to hire our first 10 detectives and say, right, can we just, let's just focus on the most serious issues with our own investigative capacity.
Okay.
So yes, you can step in. It's a bit of a debate whether you're really allowed to, in inverted commas, legally. But the fact of the matter is, if something's not happening, you got to do it. You got to roll up your sleeves. That's how we're all doing it as South Africans. We know that. We know that from load shedding. We know that from how we look after our communities. And this is the case with policing as well.
The mayor of Cape Town, our guest on the show this morning. Any questions, you're very welcome. I promise you I will get to them in a moment. 084-850-0942. We have the mayor of Cape Town as our guest on the show this morning, Jordan Hill-Lewis. Questions from your side, 084-850-0942.
My question for the mayor of Cape Town. when will the statue be built for Sacha van Wert and Goma Zulu?
Yes. And we're going to put it here at the Jacaranda studio. That's where we're going to unveil it.
You know what the pride of Cape Town in the storm is. Yeah. That guy is just he's just something
what
else.
What a talent.
Yeah.
What
so any other station I tune into, Sacha FM.
Yeah.
Sacha.
Yeah. And the weird thing is his dad is in radio.
That's right.
Yes.
I've known Nick for many, many years.
Oh, really?
I was unusually impressed when I found out it's his son.
Yeah.
Because he's such a... anyway, that's a great family, and he really should come play for the Bulls. Next question, please.
My question for Gordon is, in the event he had the opportunity to run for president, is that something he would consider?
You've been in politics for a long time. In actual fact, I read that you were one of the youngest MPs to be elected. Is that right?
That's right. Yeah, that's right. And the answer is yes. I mean, definitely. I got into politics and am still very passionate about politics because it gives you the best opportunity and leverage to do something really positive for our country and our society and try to build the country that we all know and believe is possible. And so you can really do that a lot as a mayor. And I repeat, I think being a mayor of a city is, I think, one of the most important and coolest jobs in the country. But obviously, your leverage, your opportunity, your impact only grows as you move into national government. So yes, definitely.
Also, read that you have a master's degree in finance from the University of London.
Yes, correct.
Wow.
Yeah, it's a really interesting story. I studied economics at UCT. And when I had finished my honors, I wanted to register for a master's. And one of my professors, I'll never forget this, is like one of those teacher moments where the teacher says, you know, you'll never become anything, whatever. This professor said to me, you don't qualify for what he called a hard master's. You only qualify for a soft master's.
Oh.
Because I wasn't great at maths. And so I left university. I didn't do my master's. And then a friend of mine, Greg, and great credit to Greg if he's listening. Greg said to me a few years later, you know, I'm leaving my job and I'm going back to varsity because I was always frustrated that I never got a grip on maths. I never mastered maths and I want to prove it to myself. And I was like, Greg, I'm so inspired by you, man. I'm going to do the same.
Wow.
And I didn't have the finances to leave work, but I registered for a part-time master's. And the whole purpose of it was to prove to myself and to that guy I could do economic maths. That. And I did it.
Well done.
That's very inspirational for the matrix who've just gotten the results
right.
Today. You can always go back.
Yeah.
You don't have to listen to the people who tell you, oh, you can't actually do this and you suck at this. You can go back and if you want to, if you need to, and you don't have to do it now. You can also do it later in life. It's okay.
Yeah. You'll know better what you want to do later in life as well.
Correct.
Just like, I tell you what, there should be like a break in your life, a gap year.
You're right.
I think just before 40.
Yeah.
Yes.
Where you're going to reset.
And say, go
consolidate.
For whatever it is you've missed out on.
Listen, talking about politics, world politics right now, crazier.
Ooh, wild, wild place.
Than we could ever imagine.
South Africa, this is the safest place to be. Just come here. I just think this
keep
is...
telling us that.
Are we though?
Absolutely.
Are you sure though?
I mean, people are even asking the crazy question, what's happening in Venezuela and other parts of the world with Donald Trump, the US president? Could that happen to us?
That's what I'm saying.
And I was like, I started like...
No. I'm literally pitching SEALs Team 6, like coming out of the beach, Camps Bay.
SEAL
Team
6,
your Delta Force is coming out all dressed in their weird, like, little aqua suits.
Yeah, they didn't go that far, but the mind of Felicity. But how do you make sense of all of this?
Well, it's slightly outrageous. It's more than slightly outrageous. I mean, either the fact is, you either choose to be part of a rules based international law system or you do not. You cannot pick and choose when you like it and when you don't, because then if you can pick and choose, everyone gets to pick and choose. It cannot be one standard for you and another standard for everyone else. So you can't just go into a country and kidnap their president. You can't do that. Now It is also true, it's possible for two things to be true at the same time. It is also true that that is a really bad guy, Nicolas Maduro. He is a dictator, he's a socialist, a communist, and a thug. That is also true, but unfortunately, there are many such people in the world. You don't just send in Delta Force 6 and go and get them all when you feel like it. Now, in a rare moment of absolute honesty and transparency, he has said it is not about the fact that he allegedly runs a drug cartel. It is absolutely about the fact that he has an enormous pile of oil.
Yeah.
And that's what it's really about. And I think that that is a very dangerous time, a very dangerous precedent for our world. I don't like it when the strong think that they can do whatever they like simply because they are strong. That doesn't work in a schoolyard. That makes for an unpleasant environment, and it doesn't work in the global community of nations either.
Can you just take another country like Greenland?
No, you cannot do that. You absolutely
asking for a friend.
Yeah. Why do you have plans for countries around here?
Like, have you been plotting? Yeah.
As he said, if it opens the door. Yeah.
No. You absolutely cannot do that. If you know, if we start to believe that might is right, then wow. South Africa's got a dangerous time ahead, because we are small and relatively weak in global terms, 1% of the world economy. So if might is all that counts, then the small get crushed.
Mm.
I don't like the precedent that sets for our globe, for the community of nations for the next few years.
I have to keep it real when I say to you that I want to hear from you, and you're welcome to questions to our guests. I want you to believe me that it needs to be that. So I don't want to miss any questions coming in. I just spotted one here from the corner of my eye that came in from Swanee, saying that DA only care about rich areas in Cape Town. I know it was at a conversation point, I think, with Helen Ziller as well at the time. It's these kind of criticism that gets leveled at you. I want to believe that you're not ignorant to this kind of criticism. Mm. How do you respond to it?
Well, I just want to say one thing. The early in December, the National Minister of Housing released some statistics on state housing provision for the last 30 years, the last 10 years, and the last 5 years. And I think lots of people like Swanee and others who imbibe that narrative will be shocked to discover that Cape Town has delivered the most government-free state housing in South Africa for the last 30 years, the last 10 years, and the last 5 years. And so for me, I just think I can repeat that same analysis if I talk about water, if I talk about sewer sanitation provision, if I talk about social support, if I talk about the investment in... it's exactly the same analysis. And so for me, the debate is really over. It doesn't matter what facts you look at or who you use to verify them. They all say the same thing. Cape Town and the party that governs it does the most for the poor in South Africa. Precisely the opposite of that narrative. Now, the point is this. Just like saying to flat earthers, doesn't matter how much evidence you show them, you're never going to change their mind, because that is deeply entrenched. There are some people in South Africa who will always believe that because it is convenient for them to believe it. Their identity has become entwined in believing that narrative and perpetuating it all of the time. And so I'm not going to lose any sleep about that. That's fine. I want to focus more on residents who live in poor communities, whose life we are working day and night to try and improve, to get them better access to job opportunities, to get them better services. And we have got a lot of work to do. Don't get me wrong. It's not like every problem is solved. Far from it. But I'm more concerned about actually serving those residents than trying to convince people for whom there is no convincing. They are the flat earthers of South African politics.
Please keep your questions coming. We're going to wrap it up in a moment. We play games on the show. We love a game. What was the... who was the last politician or mayor? It was Helen Zille,
yeah.
Towards the end of last year. Yeah. What did we do with her? We danced with her.
Yeah, we did the either or.
Yeah.
What's that?
With you, we're going to play something else.
Okay.
I mean, you're sitting here in Midrand, Gauteng, this morning.
By the way, the first pin that your producer sent me took me to the middle of a field. Oh. I thought you wanted to, it was like a kind of sign that you wanted to cancel this.
Did it come with a tracksuit? Too soon.
I heard a chopper overhead and dived into a bush.
No. The game we're going to play with you, obviously... So to play Cape Town versus Gauteng, it's too broad. It feels like it's unfair because you've got Johannesburg and Pretoria.
Yeah.
So obviously then, the next obvious logical choice is Cape Town versus Gqeberha.
Okay.
Clearly.
Just
quickly before we let you go, our special guest on the show this morning, by the way, if you're just tuning in, it is the Executive Mayor of Cape Town, Jordan Hill Lewis, stopping by. By the way, why are you here?
Yeah, why are you here?
That's a cool question. So, actually...
We should have started with that.
Yeah, maybe.
To go back to that earlier question, I'm here to look at a number of interesting toilet projects in informal settlements.
Oh.
So I spent yesterday in Durban, spending today in Joburg, and we were spending both days in informal settlements, and we're looking at projects mainly which allow you to improve the dignity and access to sanitation in very, very dense contexts where you cannot get space to go and install underground sewer networks.
Okay.
So lots of the informal settlements in big cities like Durban, like Joburg, like Cape Town, there's just no way that you can move thousands of people, bury a huge sewer system, and then put all the people back. Doesn't work. So you've got to come up with other solutions. And we are looking at some of those solutions because that's one of the things I'm really trying to push. I'm very passionate about that because... You know, having a dignified sanitation system is really the start of improving someone's life.
I like that.
Yeah.
Looking at you all working together, I like that. Joburg and Cape Town, Durban. That WhatsApp group must happen.
Yeah.
I think I'm gonna give it a try. I'll let you know how it goes.
And I want to be on it. I won't tell.
Housing is one challenge. Natural disasters are another. We know that rain has been hard to come by in parts of the Western Cape. Are you guys struggling with that? And also, you're having to deal with a lot of fires.
We've had a terrible fire season, and it's still only January. Our fire season runs all the way until March. So yes, it has already been a bad fire season. But on the waterfront, we are slightly better off than the Southern Cape, or sorry, the Garden Route.
Southwestern Cape.
We have had a very dry summer so far. So usually, I mean, Cape Town always has dry summers, but we get at least one or two big rains which top up our dams. We haven't had that. So we are watching it pretty carefully, but we've been investing in alternative water sources since our big drought of 2018. And many of those projects are now either complete or coming to completion very soon. And there are some really cool projects. I went to visit a drilling site in Philippi on the Cape Flats where we are drilling something like 2 kilometers down, 2.5 kilometers down underground into the aquifer, extracting water from there. So we're getting all these new sources of water to prepare ourselves for the future because I think droughts will become more and more common.
Right. I wanted to play Cape Town versus Gauteng. It's hard to choose Joburg, Pretoria. So I decided the next obvious thing is to play Cape Town versus Gqeberha.
Of course.
The start of the garden.
Obviously.
In the southwestern Cape.
that's Eastern Cape.
Southeastern Cape.
Southeastern Cape. To the southwestern Cape.
Please,
just to the east of the southwestern Cape. Yeah.
Stop it. I really feel like the poor cousin. Because I grew up there. I was born in Mpumalanga and grew up in Gqeberha, PE Dubai, and going back there every time it's just a thrill. People like, you know, one day Mrs. Dasi over me says, "Eendag gaan hierdie wees soos Kaapstad." And then now, having not been there, lived there for more than 20 years, I'm like, I hope not. I hope it's quiet and unpopular, you know, in context of Cape Town. But it is a great place. Do you know the mayor there?
I see her from time to time in meetings.
Oh, you said you spoke to her.
Yeah, yeah. We chat from time to time.
It's a wonderful place. I have suggestions.
I bet you do. I bet you do. Yeah. No. You know. Let's hear some of them.
No. I'll WhatsApp you. You WhatsApp it to her.
Okay. It's another group.
But such a beautiful place. You're also from the Eastern Cape. We're proudly Eastern Cape.
Yeah. Yeah. More North Eastern Cape.
Listen.
Are you from Buffalo?
Mtata.
Mtata.
Okay. So now we're going to play a game called Cape Town or Gqeberha.
Okay.
When it comes to music, so I'm going to play you a piece of music. And you tell me, is this song or the artist Cape Town or Gqeberha?
Like where they're from?
Yeah. Oh. Yeah. Because people often, Jordan, people confuse that, much like Western Southern Cape vibes.
Asking me.
They give people Cape Town credit when it's not due.
Mm.
Okay. So it's a, it's a big thing to me. It's a big thing. Okay. First one. Cape Town or Gqeberha.
No, that's early and I know he's from Gqeberha.
No, that's Lofi and he's from Gqeberha.
Is it Lofi? Oh, it's okay, Lofi. That sounded like early.
That's Lofi and James. Next one.
No.
Cape Town or Gqeberha?
Cape Town.
Okay, it's Jack Town.
Yeah, of course.
Zander is funny car puff. Okay,
the
next one.
Losing the name. What can I do? I've been thinking about you.
Cape Town or Gqeberha?
Shoo, I've got no idea, but I'm going to go with Cape Town because it's a cool song.
It's good luck, and they are proudly Cape Town.
Yes, they are.
Cape Town. Okay, last one.
I know who it's going to be. Okay.
So that's early B.
Yeah, and that is Gqeberha. But it's amazing that you didn't play, like, surely the most famous person in the world from Gqeberha. Isn't Tyler from P?
No.
She's Joburg.
No,
okay.
Are you serious? No, Jordan, that's me.
Why did I have this in my mind that Tyler is from
Edenville High School, yes. Joburg?
Oh, my
Listen,
bad.
We claimed her like this, bro.
Yeah, immediately.
Are you serious? Yeah. I had it firmly in my mind that she's. But you know what? My daughter. We were so lucky we ran into her at Cape Point.
Oh, wow. Yeah, she was home recently.
She was in Cape Town this holiday. Of course she was.
Into Tyler. I love the way he makes that casual.
And
Martin!
So we were at Cape Point, and if you've been, there's that little train, the funicular that comes down from the point, and we saw this crowd gathering, and people started running. And, I mean, Tyler is a proper major
superstar.
Celeb.
Yeah.
People were running across the parking lot to see her. So we were like, well, let's go see who this is. Yeah. And my daughter was over the moon.
Aww.
So
do you name drop? Do you introduce yourself as the mayor of Cape Town?
I must have really put my foot in it because I was like, thank you so much for coming from Gqeberha.
I'm glad we played this game. It was very helpful. Listen, great to see you. We'll see you back here for a game at Loftus at some point.
I would love that.
Just give us a month or two for that. Go Capitals. The final of the SA20
is in Cape Town. Maybe we'll see you guys there. We will not be in the finals. It certainly doesn't look like it, but we'll still be hosting it.
We will see you there for that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Listen, good luck with the rest of the season. You're saying it goes on through until March. Yeah. It's going to be a big year. Thank you for stopping by.
This has been fun. This
beautiful gift.
Yes.
Thank you so much. Mayor of Cape Town in the house. There will be a TikTok challenge. You know us. Coming up.
Breakfast with Martin Bester.
Martin Bester arranged my meetings around his show. I just enjoy his vibe.
Jacaranda FM.